Sports, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on a Tuesday morning, 21st day of October, 27 degrees, going to make our way to 63, James Timberlake.
Yeah, hello.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
I always like to just kind of get into you right there. Boom, yeah. James.
You start off quick.
I do. Now, James, I was just talking about you. You might have missed it because you were in a commute up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking about the comet tonight heading our way. It's going to be closer.
Maybe don't phrase it like that.
It's heading our way, passing
it's
even closer than the moon.
Is that what you mean?
Yes,
okay.
It's going to pass by. This traveler from the reaches of the solar system hasn't graced our skies for nearly 15,000 years, and it's going to be a beautiful, clear night. Now, I was kind of dogging the people that named the comets. I said, why do you call it comet? It's comet C-2025A1.
It's the first one in 2025.
But they did name it.
Oh, they actually gave it an official name.
Yeah, they did give it a name. Its name is...
Tyler.
Swan.
Oh, okay.
So tonight, you can actually see two comets. How's that? Comet Lemon. I'm not even going to do the numbers. Comet Lemon and Comet Swan. Both are near their closest approach to Earth, making him visible with the naked eye in dark skies. Through binoculars or a telescope, you get that clear view. Look for Lemon in the northwestern sky about 90 minutes after sunset. Now, sunset's tonight at 6:13 p.m.
Okay.
So about 90 minutes after sunset, and for Swan in the southwestern sky. So one's going to be in the northwest, one's going to be in the southwest. Get out of the city a little bit so you can get rid of those city lights and then let your eyes adjust. Take your binoculars. If you don't have a telescope, get your binoculars out. If you don't have binoculars, they say you can still see them. But one of them is going to be a little more faint than the other. But got a couple comments. And then you'll see the tails, which are really cool.
Yeah. Those are the cool ones. I like the tails. I like the tails more than the actual comets, to be honest with you.
Yes. That's because the sunlight ignites the icy surface.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get that tail the way you do. Anyway, there you go. Astronomy 101 today. Going to be a cool day. And it's going to be a clear night. So, great comet watching weather, supposedly.
Looks like it's going to be currently right now. What was the comet? Swan? Swan is currently 39,411,734 kilometers away.
Okay.
So it's getting closer by the second.
Closer by the second. It's on its way. All right. On the date book today. So look for a couple comets in the sky tonight. 1797, the frigate Old Ironsides is launched in Boston Harbor on this date.
Cool.
1861, during the Civil War, Union troops are defeated at the Battle of Leesburg at Ball's Bluff, Virginia. 1879, Thomas Edison invents a workable electric light in his lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey.
Okay.
1913, Camel cigarettes are introduced for the first time. 1917, American troops see action in World War I for the first time.
Okay.
1918, Margaret Owen sets the manual typewriting record at 170 words per minute. Today is Apple Day.
Sure.
I've been starting to eat a few more apples. Not like a lot of them. But
apple
a
day.
Just like one. Yeah, just one.
I don't know if that's... Well, we talked about that, didn't we? It is partially true because it's filled with antioxidants and whatnot.
Yeah, it's really good for you. So I started eating an apple again. And I love apples, too. Yes, it's one of those things you get out of doing. All right. Back to the Future Day.
Sure.
What's he say? October 21st of 1985 or something like that.
There was when he goes to the future.
Right.
The day recent, like the official date recently hit. It was like, I think it was like 2021, 2022 or something like that.
Something like that.
And back, so everybody celebrated.
Back to the Future Day today. Check your meds day today.
Sure.
Count your buttons day. Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Garbanzo bean day today, type of a bean.
I'm not a garbanzo bean guy.
All right. It is Pets for Veterans Day. There we go.
Sure.
Awesome. Pharmacy Technician Day today.
Okay.
Shout out to the pharmacy techs.
Yeah. Your daughter?
Yeah, she's a pharmacist.
Oh, okay.
But she loves her technicians, though. She said they're key.
That makes sense.
Any pharmacy technicians. Pumpkin Cheesecake Day.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm all over that.
I know. Doesn't that sound good? Wow. Reptile Awareness Day. All right. Be aware of your reptile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Share the Warmth Day. There's a lot of things going on today. Also, Mega Millions drawings tonight. $650 million could be yours.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. New study out, James, says dogs can all trace their ancestry to dogs that once lived in Mongolia and Nepal. Wow.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. There's something you didn't know. New survey from YouGov. Answers to a number of burning food questions.
Oh, here we go.
All right. For instance, 60% of respondents consider chili a stew rather than a soup.
I 100% agree with that one.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
The soup thing, I can't do, or the stew thing with chili.
Stew.
It's not chili, or it's not soup. Chili is a stew for me.
Chili, a stew rather than a soup. 53% said they do not think a hot dog is a sandwich.
Agreed.
Jeez. Okay, agreed. No kidding. 49% prefer a diagonal cut to a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Yeah, me too. You know, I'll take it anyway, but, you know, whatever. 67% think coleslaw is a salad.
Okay. Yeah, I mean... If potato salad is a salad, then coleslaw is a salad.
Okay, I got one for you.
Is the way I'll look at it.
Which is better, the center of the brownie tray or the edges?
For a brownie tray, I'd probably take the center, personally.
I personally look at it first. Then I'll make a...
Well, yeah.
Then I'll make a cut. So I'm thinking, the center looks pretty good. I'm just going to dig out of the center. 45% of respondents prefer the edge.
45, so that means 50.
39 prefer the center, and the rest of them don't care.
So, okay, well, if that was part of the answer I could have had, then I would have said that.
Okay.
Whatever. Just give me the brownie, and I'm happy.
All right. So, James, this or that this morning, you got to pick one.
Okay.
A movie or a TV series?
Movie for me, personally.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'll watch either, but... For a lot of, TV series, you kind of have to commit a lot more time, obviously.
I'm going to know the answer to this one. Road trip or flying?
Flying every day of the week, twice on Sunday. Hey, make it four times on Monday while you're at
it. I knew you were going to go for that one.
I'd rather, I'll be honest.
You're not a road tripping kind of guy.
Here's another crazy take for you. I'd rather sit in the airport for about 4 to 5 hours than in a car for 4 to 5 hours. Just waiting. I'd rather do that.
All right. Pizza or tacos?
Pizza. Pizza's my favorite.
I knew that one too. I think I know this one too. I'm almost positive. Reading a book or listening to music?
Reading a book.
Yeah.
I had to think about that one though for a second.
Really?
You can't, if you're working out, it's hard to read a book while you're working out. You gotta listen to music. Or if I'm if I have to be really focused, I'll put some music on in the background, you know?
All right. Okay. All right. Here's one. Being invisible or having super strength?
Ooh.
I know, right?
Invisible.
I'm with you.
I go invisible. Super strength is a little, nobody's going to be Superman, obviously, but you can get strong.
Right.
You'll never be able to be invisible.
I was just talking with, I don't know why, how we got on this subject yesterday, but I was happy, but we did. I was talking with Jill yesterday. We were talking about leaves falling. You know, with the wind came up.
Man, I'm curious to see where this goes.
Okay. Raking leaves a little at a time each week or waiting until they're all on the ground. I've done both of these, and I've switched.
Can we do none of the above?
No. You got to rake leaves each week or wait till they're all on the ground?
Just wait. I would just wait.
I did that once. So I have this beautiful maple tree in a front yard, and it has literally a ton of leaves.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. So I waited 1 year. I had like up to my waist practically in leaves. I will not do that again.
I still think I'd rather
do it all. So I do a little bit each week now.
I still think I'd rather do it all at once than have to
go back. It was a huge pain.
It's a pain either way, though.
Well, it's a pain either way, but I mean, I had so many leaves, it's like, this is ridiculous.
Just rip the Band-Aid off for me.
Okay, all right.
Just do it.
Okay.
Do it all at once.
Okay. You like pumpkin bread or pumpkin pie?
Pie. Pumpkin pie. Definitely.
I like bread, but I'm with you on the pie. Okay. I should have went with this one right after the raking leaves. Raking or leaf blowing?
Leaf blowing, I guess? I mean, blowing's a lot easier, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm going with leaf blowing, man. Especially if there's a wind outside. You can kind of get it going other places.
I feel like, I'll be honest with you, I kind of, the leaf raking thing, like the entire idea of it is kind of odd to me.
They got some really cool rakes now.
It's all going to go away once the snow falls, right? Or not go away, but it's just going to be buried.
Yeah,
it's
but it makes
be nice
a mess.
Mulch, you know,
it does. And they say it's good for your yard, but you know, I'm just like, I'm not, with the amount of leaves I have, I would have a mess.
Hey, that's
on my hands.
Nothing feels more fall than the leaves sitting on your in your yard.
Okay. All right. How many babies are born in the world every second?
Seven.
Four.
Okay.
What was the first song ever played on Mars?
Ooh,
Mars is a rover Curiosity.
It's got to be that'd have been two. Oh, wait, what year was it?
I don't have the year.
I was going to say the David Bowie song, but that may be too early.
Happy Birthday.
Oh, what?
Played the song to itself on his first anniversary on the planet.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought somebody would have played the David Bowie song. you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I can't think of the name of it either.
What's a group of porcupines called?
A bushel.
A bushel?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about a prickle?
Yeah, that's close. I'll take that.
That's a good answer, right? Okay, you get that song stuck in your head.
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's getting a song stuck in my head. I don't know.
It's got a name, which is weird. Earworm.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. Largest city in the world.
How many people? By population?
Yeah.
I believe it's either New York City or it's Hong Kong.
Tokyo? Guess how many people Tokyo has in the city limits?
I think it's, I'm going to say it's 16 million.
How about 37 million people?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's a small density.
Yes. And finally, James, where is a shrimp's heart located in its body?
A shrimp? Its head.
Good job, man.
Wow.
Its head.
Total guess.
We're going to leave on that note.
Yeah.
Huh? Good one. Hey, look in the sky tonight. Got a couple comments. Lemon and Swan tonight. Enjoy a beautiful day in Sheridan 63 today. You're listening to KROE.